storylines for this game, but the most important is getting those 3 points for the Crew at home. It's very crucial now at this time of year.
Yeah, I think it's a big game. Obviously, we know the Galaxy is a good opponent, and it's not going to be easy, but we expect to put in a good performance.
Like I say, along those lines of the storylines, your first time coaching against your mentor, Bruce, is there anything that, I mean, I know the guys play, but is there anything you're taking away from this game or putting extra into this game?
I don't think so. I think we treat it like a normal game, and, we give 100% in every game, and I don't think this has any more importance than the game before or the game after.
Are you looking forward to matching minds with the guy that, kind of brought you along and taught you the coaching game?
Yeah, I'm certainly looking forward to the opportunity to coach against him. I think that it's interesting. I have tons of respect for Bruce, and he's been so helpful in my career. So it's going to be a special day to be able to compete against his team.
And my last question, Landon, and what he's accomplished and what he's brought to American soccer, especially to the MLS, and playing the majority of his career in the MLS to bring this game along in America.
Yeah, Landon's done a fantastic job of that, and he's been the face of U.S. soccer for the last decade, and it's going to be a special occasion for him. I know, concluding his career at Crew Stadium, and he had a lot of good memories there. So it will be nice for the fans and him to end it.
And we talked Monday. You talked about wanting to see you guys respond from last weekend. Obviously, yeah. I wonder what you've thought of the week of training and what. Have you gotten done what you would hope to try to get past last weekend?
Yeah, I think it's good. I mean, we certainly identified areas that we needed to improve on, and I think that was important. So it's putting that game behind us and moving forward. So I'm confident the guys will be ready for tomorrow.
You had said on Monday when we talked that maybe the guys needed to look at themselves in the mirror a little bit, and if they felt that their performance was up to par and you guys felt it wasn't, then maybe there needed to be some conversations. Were guys not being self-critical enough of what they've been doing?
No, I think they are. What I think is it's the awareness of each individual performance and the effect it has on the group.
Okay.
I think maybe we missed that a little bit. Guys are thinking, I can play. I can have a subpar game and we can still pull it out. And it's not the case. We need everyone firing on all cylinders, everyone, pulling in the same direction.
Is that something I remember from when I was playing sports growing up, where maybe when you have a new coach or you have a new season, at the beginning of the season, it's detail, detail, detail. And maybe things, you get into a comfort zone, or I don't know what it is as the season goes on. Was it just kind of like that? Where, maybe these are mistakes that guys wouldn't have made early in the season because they were so focused on making sure they had the new processes now?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that, we need to keep working every day on what we're doing, and the detail needs to be there every day. I think that, we got put into a situation where our defensive transition wasn't good, and we paid the price for it. They had, if you think of Dominic Odor's chance in the first half, and then their goal is purely a defensive transition.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to do a better job of, organizing while we're attacking, and that was some of the keys from this week.
When you look at a team like Toronto, who's been able to turn things around so quickly, they clearly play a different style.
Yeah.
And you've harped all year about wanting to play this entertaining style that, hasn't yielded results right away. Is this something that, you think is worth waiting for the results in order to play this way? And is that something that guys share as well?
Absolutely. And I would say there's two parts to it. Look at the amount that Toronto invested.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't, it's not apples to apples in this case. So, for us, they play a very direct style. They play a style that revolves around counterattacking, and they have a couple special guys that can make plays, and we're not set up like that. We believe in the collective. We believe in the individual qualities of all 11 players, and we want to emphasize that, and we feel that in the long run, we're going to be all right. We do it on a different budget, but a different age of the player, and we think it's going to be, first of all, enjoyable to play and enjoyable to watch.
Good. What have you thought of the performances Adam has put in the last couple of games as a starter?
I think it's been good. Obviously, he's not a 20-goal year guy yet. I mean, that's clear. Mm-hmm. He's had chances and he hasn't converted them. But his work rate is good, and we're patient with him. He's a rookie. He's been doing more than expected in terms of his performance. So, mm-hmm. you know, we have to be patient with him and keep bringing him along.
And how I was surprised to see Giancarlo show up on the injury report with the hip thing. How did that happen, and how is he doing?
He came from last game, but he's doing better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you expect to see him on tomorrow? Or?
I would think so, yeah.
Okay. And do you have a handle yet on how much different the lineup might look after last week and talking about accountability and changes and things?
Yeah, I mean, there'll be some changes. We'll make some changes to the lineup. You know, I'm not sure how drastic, but there will certainly be some changes.
Okay. I asked you on Tuesday, we talked about LA's diversity offensively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Defensively, you know, they've been pretty good as well. You know, who specifically do they have back there that you guys, you know, have noted? And, you know, what do they do defensively that makes them hard to break down?
Well, you know, Omar's probably, you know, one of the best center backs in the league, arguably the top three center backs in the league. So they have that right there. It's a physical presence, very good in the air, you know, good at reading the game. They have, with De La Garza, they have a guy that is very, very clever. You know, he's a top center back. I think he's a little bit underrated by, you know, by other circles, but he's a very intelligent player. So he organizes really well. And then now with their outside backs, you know, they're able to create a lot of pressure and get forward that, you know, they do a lot of their defending when they have by keeping the ball.
Right.
You know, putting the opponent in uncomfortable spots where you have a long distance to go to the goal.
Anthony tweeted yesterday that there's a club announcement coming. Do you guys have a player signing in the works?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm not sure what that announcement is.
All right. Yeah.